Blog Talk Radio.
With so much going on in this world, it's imperative that you stay tuned in to current events and your intuition, all while expanding your awareness. Talking with Tina holds space for you to call in for mini intuitive tarot and medium readings, learn about ways to raise your vibration, and stay in touch with the latest. Let's talk. Good evening and welcome. Thank you for joining Talking with Tina. I'm your host, yours truly, Tina. And again, welcome you to our show. We are here present and accounted for, courtesy of New Age Guild. Y'all, I'm going to plug. That's what I like to do. Check out New Age Guild when you have a second. You can find it on Facebook. You can find it online. New Age Guild, not only is it readers such as myself, but others. Find out what interests you, who interests you, more importantly, what they speak on that can move you. Speaking about speaking, call in tonight. Join the show, 760-888-5700. 760-888-5700. Y'all call in with your questions. If this is your first time listening, tuning in, considering, I use tarot as a way of, as a tool to address your questions, concerns. They can be regarding finances, relationships, career. I'll be honest with you, I don't do many readings on health or legal issues for a couple different reasons, but don't let that stop you. Call in, even just with a general question and insight to what the cards would like to offer you. Again, our call number is 760-888-5700. If you want to learn more about me or even follow me, you can find me at www.ihearotarot.com. Or follow me on social media. That's where it's all at these days anyways, right? You can find me at I Hear Tarot. That's IHEARTAROT. And if you want to catch up with me by text or by phone offline, which I always encourage, you can give me a call, shoot me a text at 234-97-TAROT. Got to get through all those deets, right? So we can get to the good stuff. Our show is going to be about how to raise your vibration. Even though there's so much going on in this world that reminds us to stay connected, create a community, even if it's for just one person or from one person first, you got to take care of that person, which is yourself. So how to raise your vibration, of course, tarot reading. We're going to talk about today's number 4 in numerology and what that means. We've got a couple of other topics that are going to come up, which I'm super excited to discuss with you. It is 7 p.m. Pacific time, 8 p.m. Mountain, 9 if you're Central, and as I always like to say, if you want to get wild and wacky on the East Coast, it is 10 p.m. Thank you so much for joining. Y'all know by now, I love to see how connected we all are. So when you call in, please definitely share your name. And if you're willing, even share your state or from where you're calling. Let's go ahead and get to our first caller. Laura, my dear, are you there?
Yes, hi. I'm in New Jersey. Hi.
Oh, my love. Well, thanks for staying up with us and calling in.
Well, thanks for being here this late for us and doing these readings. I appreciate that.
Absolutely, my love. What's on your mind?
I had a phone interview today for a contract, and they want me to come in next Friday, mm-hmm. for an in-person interview. Okay. And I wondered if you see me getting that contract. And how long do you think that'll go for?
Okay, so let's look. Okay, so let's look at this, my dear. I'm going to shuffle the cards so we can get a nice clean reading for you. And then the first thing that came through, Laura, my love, are you really digging this contract, or are you kind of feeling like it's something that you have to go for and say yes versus it's what you really want?
It's the first. So I'm in the process of trying to buy a townhome.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't have any gaps in employment. And the contract that I'm currently on right now, I'm only there for a month or two at best.
Mm.
So if I wait until this contract ends, I might have a gap in employment, and I can't do that. Not only that,
gotcha.
But I'm ready to leave this contract that I'm on right now.
there's that too, right? Okay. Yeah, the reason I ask is because I was getting a little less of this is what I really want and a little more of this is what I think I need. And it sounds like that's what you're saying. But
yes.
That being said, and I ask those questions too, so we can put it out there and universe can almost be like, okay, fine, we'll put that to the side. So let's go ahead and do that. Let me lay out the cards and just to confirm, Laura, your question is if you'll get the contract and then how long it might last after that, correct?
Right.
Okay, let me see what they want to say. Give me just a second here to lay out a few cards. Let me see. So, okay, hold on a second. Now tell me about your interview. Let's look past your interview. So, my love, I will be candid with you. I do see the interview going well, and it could be a step up for you, but when it almost feels like the people that are making the decisions, the decision makers, when it gets to that point, there's a little bit of, I don't want to use the word lack of clarity on what they both want, but it seems like the only way they're going to know exactly what they want is if they see what they want or don't want and then say no to it. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
I got that impression actually on the call today.
Yes. And so That can be great in some ways, but in other ways, especially yours, where you know what you want and you know what you can offer, it can be more of a stretch if you're starting to kind of try to, you know, please or even appease other people. So it doesn't look like this is going to be the best fit for you anyways. And so that with that already out there, them not offering you the role or the position is not going to be the worst thing. I do hear what you're saying and your concern. But it doesn't look like this is going to be what's going to stick for you as far as assignments go.
Is there something else coming then for me
let me see. Hold on. And I'm not saying it's not possible, my love, when you do interview with them because you've got the stuff. It's just they don't even know exactly what to say we want. So you can say, check, I got it. And so that's going to be where it could get a little difficult for you. But let me see what they want to say in general about you looking for, because I know you're pretty devoted and looking for something. So let me see what they want to say. Okay. So it is safe to say, Laura, my love, that you are looking for something to do next, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So this feels good. It does feel like you're going to have to put a couple more applications out there, a couple more resumes, but you are going to hear some news as far as another interview and getting to meet someone and speak with someone. So it feels good. It almost feels like the person that you're going to be meeting next is someone who knows what they want. They've been in the business for a while and they can speak on it and someone that you can work easily with. So what's coming up for you next does feel good. It does. And it might even be a little bit out of what you've been thinking you want, or even, I don't want to say a new industry, but something different about it. So it is out there. Keep doing what you're doing, putting applications, resumes, however it's working for you. And something is going to come your way sooner rather than later, and something different. So don't be afraid to look at something different as well.
Okay. And would it be with a man or a woman? Because the interview I have on Friday is with a woman. The one that
Yes. Better. This one feels like a man. I'm getting a real strong masculine influence and someone who is experienced. So they're more calm, they're more clear, they're more direct. Their expectations are very drawn out, so you know what you're doing and what you're committing to. It feels good. It feels good.
Oh, good.
Like it's a little bit different, so don't be afraid of that. But it, actually, to that point, with the moment I said that, what came through was, yeah, but you'd be working with someone who really knows their stuff, and so that makes it safe for you. So you can do what you do well, but also be open to it. So, yeah, I mean, like I said, it's not like this interview is going to go poorly because you do have the stuff, but if the people that you're, you know, interviewing for don't exactly know, then all they can say is that's not what we want. And so that makes it more difficult for you. So just keep that in mind. It's not necessarily a you thing, but that's what you're going into right now. So it's not the worst thing. It's just that's kind of where it is right now.
Okay, that makes sense. Thanks, Tina.
You're
I appreciate good. It. Yeah,
you're welcome,
you.
My love. Thanks for listening. It's good talking to you.
I'm here. Take care.
You too. Talk to you soon.
Okay.
Bye. All right, my love. So, you know, it's always tough. I'm not going to lie. It's tough for me, and I know it's tough for you. When the cards come through and don't tell you exactly what you want to hear, or they don't give you or offer you the comfort that you think you want to hear. But here's the thing. With the cards with me, unbiased, non-judgmental, it's not like I'm your next door neighbor, right? They get to share with you more of the reality of the potential situation. Now, that being said, when Laura goes into her interview, and if the cards are backing up what she was already feeling, which is a lot of times what they do, they express what you're already feeling in your intuition. That's why we love the cards. Then she can go in there with a different approach. And I'm not saying she's manipulating the situation because she's not, right? It's not like she's got insider trading information, but it is more insight to the situation. And so maybe there's more comfort that can be offered during the interview. More game plan can be spelled out. So there are advantages to gaining insight to a situation, an interview, a date, etc., that could support you with it versus going in completely blind. And again, it's not like the cards can tell you exactly what's going to happen. That's not the way it works. A lot of times the cards come through and share what you already know, what you're already feeling, what you're already sensing. And that gives you the additional support to what it is that you've got going on. Speaking of which, I want to talk to you about the number four. So if we're talking about numerology, and y'all know the way I explain it, is not one thing, word, number, zodiac sign defines who you are, because you are so much more than that. But in the essence and energy of numerology, there's a certain energy, vibration around just a handful of numbers, most often 1 through 10, maybe 1 through 11. And when we add up those numbers, so if we're looking at today, the 22nd, right? We'll add up that 2 and 2, and we get 4. We really want to be specific. We can add the 1 for the month, the 22nd, and we get 5. You'll know how math works, right? At least basic math. So we're talking about the number 4 today, and it's interesting because 4 keeps coming up, and I feel like no matter how many days I'm on line with you, my loves, every Wednesday, it feels like 4 keeps surfacing for us, right? And so 4 is the number of fate. And the biggest message that comes through with this is when we say fate, it's even what we can't control, right? We like to think our fate, our destiny is ours. We sign up for it, we make it, we create it, we own it, right? Fate isn't necessarily that. It's what we can't control. That's a big part of where we end up. I'm going to say that one more time. It's what we can't control that's part of how, why, and where we end up, where we do in relationships, in career, friendships, life. Number four is about strength, stability, masculinity, right? So it's interesting because as open as four can be when we talk about fate and what we cannot control, there's also a lot of energy and influence around the strength and stability of the number. When I talk about the vibration of a number, y'all, it's like Monday morning, especially for your 9-to-5ers, Monday morning does not have the same feeling, vibration, energy as Friday afternoon. It just doesn't. And so that's the essence and the idea behind numerology. So it's interesting that Laura came to the table with a question that was saying, this doesn't necessarily look like it's going to be the one for you, part of what she cannot control, even though she has an exact game plan. So that's what we get to keep in mind. Y'all, our call number is 760-888-5700. Again, 760-888-5700. If you want to catch up with me offline, one-on-one, you can call or text 234-97-TAROT. Y'all, I'm also doing, it's been a long time, but I'm also doing a Facebook Live tomorrow. So follow me on Facebook. Check out when I'll be online in the evening after work, where you can actually post your question and see what your reading is live. Let's go ahead and go to our next caller. I do believe, Sonia, my love, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, my dear, thank you so much for waiting.
No problem. Thank you for being on air so late for us.
Oh, of course, my love. Are you calling in from Pennsylvania?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, my dear, well, thank you for tuning in. What's on your mind?
I wanted to call in for the new year and see about my present job. I love the company, the people mm-hmm. I work with, the job, everything. Mm-hmm. And I've been there for about 2.5 years, and I just wanted to see what you're picking up as far as any promotions, growth, and expansions, anything of that nature, and at this job.
Okay, let's take a look. Okay. So a couple of things are coming through. One of the first questions that comes up is, are you asking more from the sense of will they offer it to you, or have you taken any action to express interest or say, hey, this is what I'm going for?
Oh, yeah, I've expressed interest, you know, to the HR manager and then to my immediate boss. Yeah, so it's
okay.
Yeah, I've already mentioned that. So.
Good, it's out there. So let's see. Okay, Sonia, my love. So I do see that it's time. I'll put it that way. It's time. You're at a place where it's almost like it's time for two reasons. One, because you're at a place internally where you can go somewhere and do something different. And you're also at a place, my love, where you might begin to give serious thought to if they're not willing to support you with that or they're unable to support you with that, then it might truly be time for you to look somewhere externally to take that next shift in your career, because it does feel like regardless of it's internal or external, it's time for movement for you. If you're feeling like it is, or almost like past time, feeling kind of itchy, you're ready. You're in a place where now is a good time to start making that shift. Have they talked to you at all about when that opportunity might come up for you, or did you said they'd let you know?
No, I mean, that everything that's new that's posted on our website, and we have a website,
mm-hmm.
and mm-hmm. Anyone is willing to apply for those, but they also know. But nothing has been, you know, mentioned to me so far. I mean, I'm not looking to leave because, like
okay.
I said, I got a lot of great benefits and a lot of
mm-hmm.
perks and opportunities, and I just don't want to leave just to leave and take
sure.
something and then end up at a horrible company. I've worked at horrible places before where I had to commute about 3.5 hours round trip, so I'm not looking back to bed.
Oh, no.
Yeah. That was my life. My life was traveling. Came home to sleep.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, that takes a lot out of you. No, it does look like it's time for you. So keep doing what you're doing as far as pushing. I don't know what the process is, if you need to apply or you apply and then you talk to HR and get the, you know, get into the secret entrance. But it does look like it's time for you, my love. They're saying that you've paid your dues. You showed how dependable you are, how much of a workload you can handle, how you're ready for action, and that you're solid. They keep talking about how dependable and solid you are. So keep doing what you're doing by pushing it, speaking on it, and then applying for it. The biggest thing they're saying is taking action on it. So if that is applying or talking to HR, not obviously to harass them, but whatever you can do to constantly show that you're interested, they're saying that would work for you because, again, it's time. You're solid. You're ready for the next step.
Oh, okay. So it depends.
Yeah.
Basically, I thought maybe you were picking up something as a date or something, but I guess not.
I'm not picking that up right now, my love. What I am picking up is, and I get that you want to stay because of the benefits and you know you like it there. So it's a matter of really showing them this is what I want to do. So however far you can take it, that's what they're saying you should do. Have you applied for something recently that you want to ask me about? Is that what I'm missing?
No, I haven't applied for any jobs. Like I said, I'm not looking to leave at this company, and I don't.
Oh no, I mean,
you know, I'm there not too long. It's not even 3 years yet, and I'm not a job hopper. You know, like
one
job, I sit almost 8 years. You know, I do stay long at places. You know.
Yeah, no, that's part of what's coming up is that you are dependable, and they see that in you. So. No, my love, I was referring to internally, if you are applying to anything internally that
no,
you're specifically asking about.
No, there hasn't been really that's within my realm, you know, thing in sales or
sales.
Oh,
okay.
You know, I just can't apply for something I'm not qualified for, and then it's not going to be able to fit, and then I'm out the door, you know. I just don't want to do it.
No, of course not.
Just to do anything, you know, it doesn't make any sense.
Right. No. You want to do the right thing at the right time. So keep an eye out. It sounds like you already are. And then when you do see something that moves you, definitely apply for it and follow up with it. But I'm not seeing anything immediately, my love. That doesn't mean in the next 3 months something won't come up for you. But give it a little bit more time.
Okay.
That'll actually be helpful. It almost comes through as the company seems a little bit bigger. So they move almost by quarters, too. So things shift along the way when the budget shifts.
But they've also joined forces with another company as well, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good.
We've improved our software, like a brand new software as well. So there's a lot of new and improved things along the way.
Perfect. Oh, that's good. Oh, that'd be perfect for you too then, just all that shift, more opportunities open up. So keep doing what you're doing, looking online. Like I said, what was coming through was around 3 months, and I know it feels like a long time from now because you're asking about it today. But just keep an eye out. Like I said, within 3 is a big number that's coming up. And so I'm taking that to be about 3 months when you're going to see something, maybe even 5 months, where you'll see something that really needs you and that you can take action. 3 to 5 months is what I'm seeing for you.
Okay. All right. Thank you. All
right, my love. Thanks so much for calling in. You take care.
No problem.
Good night. Oh, another beautiful question. And this is, it's perfect in the way of when you're solid on where your boundaries, parameters, all of that is for you. You know what you're willing to risk or not risk. You know what you want to ask for or not ask for. And so it's interesting because I wasn't seeing anything or the cards weren't showing anything coming up in the near future. And what Sonia was saying supported that in, yeah, no, I'm really not seeing anything, but I'm looking. And so that's the beauty and how the cards work, right? It's when you're honest with your question, honest with where you are, and there's no harm in being honest with me because I'm almost as neutral as you can get, right? And so when you're honest with your legit situation and question, you're going to get a legit and honest answer. Or reading from the cards. That's just the way it works. If you want to, it's like looking in a mirror. If you want to put a raincoat on, put the hood over it, put sunglasses on, and, you know, put a ski mask on, that's all you're going to see in the mirror. that's what you're going to get back. But if you want to flip on the lights, take off the raincoat, take off the hat, take off the mask, take off the sunglasses, you're going to get so much more from it. And that's the beauty of finding someone, a reader, whether it's me or someone else. Y'all, that's how you're going to find someone and get the reading that you want when you're legit. And if they're not, if the reader isn't, because I get that, especially in this industry, it's really easy to manipulate, change things up. When you find a legit reader who can speak to your real situation, just like we saw with Sonia, well, I really haven't seen anything. Probably why the cards are showing you are telling us it's going to be another 3 to 5 months because you're not seeing anything. And then again, in the next 3 to 5 months, that's when things change. And then we, you know, she's sharing that work has changed and the business has joined forces, et cetera. So this is what you think at. This is what you look at. This is what you consider when you're asking your questions. And this is just to help you get a good, decent, solid reading. And if you want to call me for one, you're welcome to 234-97-TAROT. If you're listening, you want to call in today to the show, 760-888-5700. Y'all, I want to speak on a topic that has come up with more than one person, but definitely with a good friend of mine. And it's interesting because she's a good friend of mine. She's become a good friend of mine. She is my massage therapist, right? And there was a time in my life, not going to lie, probably 6 months ago, when I considered massage therapy to be bougie and to be too expensive and to be a luxury. And it wasn't until I started going to my massage therapist consistently to see how my body was really working and, more importantly, not working. And I'm blessed to be capable of moving, doing, and going and living without hindrance. Although I'm not going to lie, I think one of my legs is shorter than the other, but I digress. And so it wasn't until I started noticing how my body was not as strong as I thought it was. Which is interesting because you consider yourself just laying on the table, not doing anything. But if you have a good massage therapist, they're going to test these different parts of your body and these different muscle groups. Anyways, this expanded into what we talk ourselves in and out of if we feel like, in quotes, we're not worthy of paying X amount of money to do XYZ, right? And I'll be honest with y'all. I feel like, and I felt like, I wasn't worth paying a massage therapist to work out my knots. And there's so much more to what that massage therapy does for me every time I go in. But it came down to, wow, I was feeling like I didn't deserve to take care of my body because it's not necessarily the only one I have, but just to become more familiar with it, right? And that conversation expanded into cosmetic surgery. You know, show of hands, not going to judge who's colored their hair. Show of hands, not going to judge who's gotten lip injections, false eyelashes, enhancements, tanning beds, painting, all this stuff, right? It's what we all do. A lot of us do. Whether we use henna to color our hair or we use peroxide, it's what our expression is of ourselves. This is what your soul is trying to tell you. Your soul, even though it's inanimate, for lack of better, right? This is your soul's expression. So if your soul's expression is to enhance with collagen or to fill your wrinkles or your creases or tattoos or hair color, rock it, own it, love it, live it. Don't ask, make excuses. You don't have to tell anyone. You don't have to get all political about how much it costs and what you're doing to yourself and all that good stuff that we like to talk about. It is your soul's expression. So in case you needed permission to rock your enhancements, your hair color, your eyelash extensions, you got it. celebrate it. It is your soul's expression. No one else is going to celebrate you. No one else is going to express you. So it's up to you to own it, to love it, to live it, to rock it. That being said, that was my soapbox. I do believe we have Catherine on standby. My love, are you there? Catherine? Oh, my love. Is that? Hello? Oh, I thought we had you, Catherine.
Hello?
My love, if you're there.
Hi.
Hi, is this Catherine? Is this Catherine?
Yes. Hi. Yes. Hi. Hi. Yes.
Oh,
I was saying hello.
My love, thank you for tuning in and standing by. How are you this evening?
Good. Good. Thank you. And I just want to thank you for that last segment that you said on owning our enhancements. And yeah, it's very liberating. So I just wanted to thank you for that.
You're welcome. You're welcome, my love. And thank you for celebrating, because I'll tell you, it was a deep conversation when I realized it. And it's ours to own. It's ours to rock. So go for it. Absolutely.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's on your mind, my love?
Work. There are two people that I'm interested in working with, and I feel they're interested in working with me. One is a man. The first initial of his name is L. And the other is a woman, and her first initial is F, like Frank. So I was just wondering if you could pick up on what's going to happen there, if the gentleman would say, yes, let's work together, if the woman will say, yes, let's work together, and if it'll happen and if it'll be good. Anything like that, please. Thank you.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, thanks for being so specific. So, what I want to do is we'll look and just get a general idea of what the outlook looks like for L, and then same thing with F, and then we'll see if they can give us some timing after that, and we'll see if any other questions want to come up as well. And they're separate entities, right?
Yes, yes. I mean, I could work with them both on a project, but that seems like they're in different areas. Like one is down south and one is north, so I think it would have to be an either or situation, but I could be wrong on that.
No, I was curious. I'm reading it like it's different, so if anything comes up differently, I'll share that with you. But I'm just looking here. So I'm going to try to break this down for you. So I am getting that they will both be beneficial in their own ways. So what that means is you're wanting to connect with the right people that'll do right with you and by you. So that's a good thing. It almost feels like because you're celebrating you on your judgment and your relationships. That's a really big thing. They're talking about your networking, all that good stuff. It looks more likely, my love, that you will be working with F, the gal, sooner, or that looks a little more likely right now than with L. Not to say that L, I'll tell you, L looks like it could be really, I don't want to use the word lucrative because it's not always about the money, but definitely it looks good. It looks favorable. That feels like it's going to take a little more time to percolate and come together, where the work that you do with F is still going to be good, but it almost feels like that's under development. It looks more likely right now, just kind of if we just eyeballed it at the here and now versus what can come together with L. Do you follow?
Yes, yes.
Okay. So let me see if they want to share anything else as far as time frame, which I think was part of your question. Is that right?
If one would happen, L also too kind of suggested to me he could bring people on of notoriety. Maybe that would be a good thing, like would be true to his promise. Maybe that's why too you were picking up on the lucrative
aspect. Okay. And that could be why it could take a little bit longer. So that is there. Let me see. It's interesting, my love, because they're coming up, they almost come up totally different, but with the same values. So again, they're saying these are both good peeps to work with. But let me see what they want to say. Let me just get a little more insight, see if they'll give us anything else.
Thank you.
Yeah,
because their relationship with the L person is a little bit newer.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, still, like, guiding, like, you know, when to contact, all those things of a new embarking
mm-hmm.
type.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'll tell you, with L, they were using this word earlier, and they're using it again, which is percolate, so taking a little bit of time to really start to solidify and come together for you and see mm-hmm. exactly what you could do and almost say, okay, this is what the project is. I got this portion of it. No problem. And so that's part of what's coming through. What's coming through for F is I definitely see opportunities there. It may be sooner rather than later or sooner than L that's coming through. And then when it comes down to her and that relationship, really then choosing, is this what I want to do or is this all I want to handle? So instead of taking everything from what might come, you have to say, okay, again, this is what I can do. So I'm seeing that in both projects and opportunities where you're really defining what you can contribute. So that's what you're expected to do. Do you follow?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So even if you want to work with both of them, which I know you do, you got it. You have to be sure to be clear on this is what I'm committing to. I'll make the main course, but I'm not making dessert. But I got the main course.
Right.
No problem. So... that's the biggest thing. Yeah, that's coming through. But these both look good. If we were doing a time frame, I would say, again, the relationship or the project with the gal looks like it's sooner than with the guy. But I definitely see there being some real interest in working with L.
Wow. He does seem busier. So that's probably what you're picking up also, too, with the time.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So
wow.
Trust your intuition on one and when to reach out to him, because I thought that's part of what your concern is. And trust your intuition when you see a good opening. And the best thing that's coming through for you, my love, is you just seem to have this knack of knowing when to enter a conversation, when to exit it, when to introduce people, and when to change a topic. You just have this ability to really flow. And so just trust that, even if it's by text, email, social media, whatever the case is. You'll know when your contribution is going to be highlighted. So trust that. You just come through as really being gregarious and people wanting to connect with you. So it's not that they don't know that. It's just that, like you pointed out, they have their own stuff going on and that gets distracting, but it's not you.
Right. Okay. Wow. Oh, yeah. Thank you so very much. Thank you for your kindness. That was fabulous.
Oh, good. Well, I'm so excited for you, my love. And listen, 234-97 Tarot is my number. So shoot me a text, give me a call. We can arrange a reading sometime if you feel like things are starting to move or you want to get some more insights.
Beautiful. Thank you.
You're welcome, my love. You take care.
Thank you. You too. Many blessings. Thank you.
Blessings to you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. You're welcome. All right, my love. So another good example. And, you know, it's one of the reasons why I love the show. Why I love y'all getting to hear other people's questions and situations. One, it gives you an idea of what you can ask. You can ask just about anything. But two, just understanding that there's so much more to what is going on than what you see. And as we just saw, it's not necessarily what you have going on in your life. It's what they have going on in their life, right? It's the other piece of the puzzle. It's like if you do puzzles, right? Some of y'all do the corners first. Maybe you do the edges first and then you work in. Maybe you work your way out. Depends on what you prefer, right? But if you're working with someone, then you have to be like, okay, I'm going to do the edges. I'm going to do the corners. You do the edges. And maybe that person is like, okay, I'm going to get to the edges in a minute, but first I want to figure out what this one red piece is. And then they work through that. And you're sitting there like twiddling your thumbs, waiting and waiting and waiting for them to get to the part that you're working on. Right? So just absorb that, because this also has to do with romantic relationships, friendships, career. If you're working on your life and a certain part of it, let's just say it's career, and you're doing and acting to your very best ability, and nothing is happening, nothing. You printed your resume, it's done that professionally, you've sent to that multiple times, you're on multiple search engines, websites, I can speak to this, right? And you're not getting any calls, you're not getting any responses, you're not, no, zero, zip, zilch, nada interest. Maybe those career sites, employers, et cetera, aren't working on the frame of your life. They're working on the inside, right? So you just have to be open to that, especially for romantic relationships, y'all. Maybe you're working on the frame of your life, and the person with whom you're in a relationship is still trying to work through the inside of theirs. I'm going to say that to you again. Maybe you're working on the frame of your life, and the person with whom you're in the relationship is working on the inside of theirs. And maybe they can't express that. Maybe they haven't found their way out of it. So I say this because it's come up multiple times in readings, why this relationship isn't working, why it gets hung up, why it stopped. And I don't say this to comfort you and say it's them, it's not you, but it's them, it's not you, right? Because if you're truly, genuinely, honest engine, 110% working on the relationship, you don't have to admit it to me, right? Then something is going to move. And if it's not moving, maybe it's time for you to move. All right, my loves. So it looks like we have a question from our chat room. This is coming from, and my love, trying to reach a man. His name is Jan. I need his professional advice. Will he reply to me and be willing to help? Okay, so let's take a look at this. And it sounds like you're looking to see if you're going to hear from Jan. A couple things are getting my attention in your question, but I want to just pull the cards and see what they want to say. So one of the things that was coming up for you, Jan, my love, was your how you're trying to reach this particular person. It almost feels like, Jan, or Anna, if you're trying to come from a place of emotion, the cards are saying to make sure you come from a place of structure and clarity. That's one thing. I do see finances being a concern, so I can't tell if that's what he's charging, if that's what you're trying to negotiate. My love, it does look like you're going to hear from him, right? But again, it also feels like that when you do hear from him or when you do have that opportunity to communicate and connect with him, and my love, you want to be sure that you're being clear of what it is you want, but not necessarily when I say what you want, what you want to know or what you want to gain from the relationship. So let me finish that sentence. And it's not necessarily you communicating what you want, but what you want to see from the relationship or from the contract between you two, however that looks. And if there is any energy and emotion in it, you want to take that out and keep it purely clean and clear. So it looks like, my love, I'm seeing that you're not getting any response because you've reached out to his secretary. So you've got a website. Try emailing. Oh, man, it feels like there's a couple of ways, Anne. You come through as getting crafty. You come through as very, very tenacious, and my love, as well. So try a couple more things. Here's what's coming through. Try his website. Even if it's an info at, try that. If you're able to stop by, stop by. If you're able to stop by and pick up a card, not even tell anyone who you are, try that. It feels like there's a couple avenues. Maybe even going online if there's a social media website and messaging him. So, or messaging the person, sorry. So keep that in mind, my love. Try a couple more things. If you're hard pressed right now to say or tell me two other ways that you could reach out to Jan, what would you do? Because it doesn't feel like his secretary is going to be the – 4 is a pretty good number, my love. It's solid. You've given it a go times 3, right? So once and then 3 more times. So a couple other avenues. I don't get that you're not going to hear from Jan, but I do get that you're going to have to rephrase your approach and rephrase your plan of attack. Hopefully that's making sense. And, again, if there's any emotion in it, you're going to have to take that out of it. This is what I'm asking. This is what I'm offering. Pretty plain and simple. This is what I know you can do. This is what I'd like to have done. And this is how it can work, right? Let me see, my love, if there's anything else that wants to come through. Now, you're asking how long it's going to be. Okay. I'll be honest and candid with you, and my love. It does feel like within the next couple of days you are going to hear from this person. Feels like 3 to 5 days, my love, but we need to expand on this because it feels like there's more that we can discuss, and it's probably better one-on-one. So, my love, I highly encourage you to call me at 234-97-TAROT. That's 234-97-TAROT, 234-97-TAROT. Give me a call, my love. Shoot me a text. Let's schedule a call. Because it feels like there's a little more insight that you could offer. And then once we're talking one-on-one, more will be able to come through based on what you're sharing. My love, thank you for tuning in. Thanks for using our chat system. Always good to connect. My love, that goes for you too. Our call-in number is 760-888-5700. You can also reach me directly offline at 234-97-TAROT, 234-97-TAROT. Trust yourself, trust your intuition. You know, a lot of people ask what I do, right? And I'll be honest with you, I have a 9-to-5. Just started temping, so let me just take a moment to let you know how alike y'all and I are. I've got bills. I've got worries. I'm looking for a job, looking for something solid, stable, dependable that's going to move and drive me. It's also going to pay the bills. I have tried, probably tried and failed 2 or 3 times, maybe even 4, to be honest with you, to sustain only on tarot. Because this is where my fire is. This is my energy. This is part of who and what I am. Part of when and how my soul speaks is through tarot, right? And I've had the opportunity to go all in 110% tarot. And I haven't been able to sustain, even though I love it. It is part of what moves me, right? So I've got a 9-to-5. I'm struggling to be solid and be happy in it. Save up for the future so I'm not eating cat food by myself when I'm 85 or 95. Worried about going to the doctor because I don't want to hear something bad. Worried about taking loved ones to the doctor because I don't want to hear something bad. Worried about communication. Worried about what's going to happen next. So I say this because you are not alone. You are not making a big deal out of nothing. If it's something to you, it's a big deal. That's all you need to think about. If it works for you, that's what you need to think about. You don't have to make apologies. You don't have to worry about what's going to happen. Okay, you do have to worry a little bit about what's going to happen next. But again, like we said earlier, if you want to rock enhancements to your beautiful bod, if you want to rock a different shade of hair color that's unnatural, speaking of which, I love being blonde, not going to lie, then rock it, own it. It is your soul's expression. For those of you that work retail out there, I admire you. I've done it. I did it for the season. Kicked my butt. I survived it. Props to you. If you want to rock your body and artwork, go for it. Own it. No apologies. Stephanie, my love, out of the chat room, thank you so much for your message. Thank you for joining. Thank you for being a part, my love. I do believe we have another caller on standby. My dear, are you there?
Yes. Hi, Tina.
Hi. Who is this?
This is Gina from Georgia.
Gina, my love, thank you so much for joining and calling in. What's on your mind?
Yes. My question is, I had a phone interview yesterday with another company, because I know you know the story that I'm a contractor for health insurance. So, and I know I spoke to you about those three jobs in the company that I work for, but I didn't, they just passed over me or whatever. So, yeah, so I actually, like I said, got a phone interview yesterday or phone screening with a recruiter from a different company. And I know she said once she gets the A-OK for the end of the week to hear something, even that's a yes or a no, she will let me know. And if it's a yes, it's another round of a phone interview with a hiring manager. And if you get that, and it's on and on. So what do you pick up from there? Is that a start? Is that something that could possibly be the next job, or do you see something coming through that's a better fit for me?
Okay, yeah, let's ask those questions one at a time, Gina. So we'll look at this phone screening that you have right now and just see what that looks like in general for you, and then we can go from there.
Okay. Okay.
So this is interesting, Gina, my love. So you already have this phone screening scheduled, is that right?
I had it yesterday, but she will let me know towards the end of the week. So that's tomorrow or Friday.
Okay. So the reason I asked that, and thank you, you did say that. So the reason I asked that is because it feels like what the card you're saying is, if you aren't totally crazy about the screening, whether it was the energy or the questions or kind of the way it left off, they're saying, don't worry about it. It's all going to work itself out. So I definitely do see potential there. It does look like you're going to be able to move on to the next step, whatever that looks like for you. So don't hang on to how you felt like it went. Put that out of your head, because it does look pretty positive as far as where it can go from here. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's one thing. Now, the other thing, in general, just what the outlook looks like for you with your continued hunt. Here's the thing, Gina, I'm going to tell you this too, my love. Don't get down and out if you feel like you're not getting something, even though you want something, because it feels like you might get to a level where you're like, yes, I'm in, and then it doesn't totally work out for you, right? You want to make sure that what you do take is going to be what you want as far as what the salary goes and what the benefits go and what your even commute looks like, right? So don't feel like you have to hang yourself up in order to take the job. So I'm not sure if that's applying to anything that you've got going on right now. It may be that this next interview that comes up kind of, you start to see it, you say yes, or it's what you want, and then you start to get more details and drill down, and you're like, ah, this isn't exactly, or then I'd have to give this, and this. So just keep that in mind.
Okay.
Too. It should be what you
okay.
want. Don't feel like, do you follow?
Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Okay. So that's the biggest thing that's coming through from my love, because they're all about you, and what you're asking for is not unreasonable, and what you expect as far as salary and benefits is not unreasonable, and they're even going as far as the workload. So you just want to be really specific and clear on that. So just don't get too hung up on it's not working out. Think more about it as I just saved myself a headache. Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. So keep searching, my love, because it does feel like, I'll be candid with you, Gina, it does feel like there's something that's kind of a better fit for you, and it's like, it's almost like trying to click into place where you know it's going to click, but you're trying to get it to click exactly in place. So it might
mm-hmm.
be a little daunting and like tiring, but you're getting there. You're getting closer. That's all I can tell you I see is you are getting closer, so keep doing what you're doing.
Okay. And it's not a – is there a time frame where it could happen? Not with that
so,
job or
yeah.
whatever.
So let me see if they want
to. Mhm.
So let me see if I can get. They're not necessarily giving me a time. What they are giving me is events. So look at that versus time. So if you come up to a gig where you get closer to what you feel like you're going to be hired and it doesn't work out, I know it sounds terrible to say, but that's going to be a good thing, because that means you're closer to getting what better suits you. And then also, Gina, I'm going to ask you this. Are you 100% clear on what it is you want to do for work? Because I get something about you that's really independent and almost like entrepreneur, even though you're not asking me about that, but it just feels like there's something very specific about you that you're looking for or that would make you really happy.
I feel I can probably get there once I feel like money and I'm settled, because
mm-hmm.
I know just taking that leap of faith, if I was by myself, that would be different. But when you have other people depending on you, it's like I have to be more, you know, practical. So I just feel like if I want to do something, that's just more on the side for now. I just want to get benefits.
Okay.
I want to just take care of me and my kids in that way.
Yeah.
And then eventually I can grow and leave that bread and butter job, and that can be my focus.
Okay. Okay, good.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a plan. Don't let that fire go out, my love. I hear what you're saying, and you are being responsible and mother, and I do get that, but that's why it feels like it's coming through, and so it almost feels like if you just keep that going or you make that commitment to yourself, that'll open up the space, too, for your bread and butter, your 9-to-5. So keep doing what you're doing. It's more events, so if you, for example, make it to the next level in 2 weeks and you're like, yes, I got this job and it doesn't work out, take that as a win versus a loss, because that means you're closer and closer to what's really going to land for you and stick.
Okay. All right. I was going to say,
too, my love, reach out to me, 234-97-TAROT, my dear. And when something comes up for you or after your interview, we can always follow up. It doesn't have to be a lengthy reading, you know, but we can speak more on what happened and what's around it.
Okay. Sure will. Thank you so much.
All right, my love.
Night.
Thanks for calling in. Thanks. You too. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye. So that's the other thing I want to share with y'all and remind y'all is it's not me telling you what's going to happen. It's me sharing with you the potential of what can happen, the insight to what's around that you might not necessarily see. Or a lot of times, as we've heard just even tonight, you are already feeling it. You are already sensing it. You are already thinking about it. It is something that's kind of on your mind. I am non-biased. I'm here to help you in your transformation. I like to refer to myself as your transformation consultant, right? But I come through with a non-biased, as much as I love to tell you I'm an expert on you, I'm an expert on sharing with you about you. But it's ultimately you that makes a choice and decisions based on what you hear from me, right? The cards just give us insight. It's no different than your own intuition, your own gut feeling, your own spidey senses. It's all you. I'm just here to support, right? So keep that in mind. And again, if you're looking for a tarot reader, that's, you'll find that. If it's someone that's not telling you what to do, but giving you insight and allows you the choice to choose, that's what it's about. You don't have to be 100% honest with me, right? You just have to be 100% honest with yourself. My loves, find me, follow me on my Facebook page. I'll be live tomorrow. I'm at I Hear Tarot, I-H-E-A-R-T-A-R-O-T. My loves, I will be here next week. Follow me on Facebook to learn about any other events I may have. Shout out again to Stephanie. Thank you for tuning in and listening, my love. Y'all, if you didn't think about it, one thing that you rocked, that you owned today, that raised your vibration. One thing. I don't care if it was brushing your teeth. I don't care if it was buying yourself a new pair of shoes for $200. Maybe it was buying a pair for $20. Maybe it was going without shoes today. You rocked it. You owned it. Let your soul shine. Enhance the heck out of your body and self if it's what moves you and it's who you are. I love you all so much. I wouldn't be here without you. Take care, and I'll talk to you next week.